I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia helped Turkey reach a deal that pushes Kurdish forces out of northern Syria. It's a space in which Christians navigate carefully. Word is that Syrian Christians fear a grim future in the wake of the incursion. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton tells us,
I know that Christians are targeted by the different groups. Well, we know the government of Turkey, led by President Erdogan, is not a friend to Christians. We know the militant Islamist groups that have been active in northern Syria are certainly not a friend to Christians. So it's not surprising at all that Christians would be targeted.
So what is our place in this story?
In these situations that seem far away, the situations where we don't really have a lot of influence, we can pray.
And Wycliffe Bible Translators has a new CEO. John Chestnut took over the role at the start of April, and his vision for the ministry? To get the Bible translated into every language in his lifetime.
Well, one of the things as we look ahead is there's still some 2,100 language communities out there with no scripture at all. And so, you know, that is our primary focus as we move forward. How might we see, through partnerships and working with other ministries and churches around the world, how can we see God's word come to those communities?
Chestnut says one of the greatest threats to this work is a disintegration of the partnerships. That's why he's asking you to pray for protection for these relationships. Ask God to preserve the unity of the church to further translation work. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Support from people like you helps to keep MNN on the air and on the screen. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st, so a gift of any amount will help us to spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.